Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Maggie and Perloff on the Infinity Sports Network.
All right, well, this is just taking off. On Wednesdays, we do the Great Debate. Welcome to the show, by the way. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Today's Great Debate question, who is the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL? And I love in my mind, Perloff, that someone right now, maybe a dad and a son, a dad and a daughter, or mom and a son, something, driving around in your car somewhere, listening to our voice, saying, who is the greatest pure athlete in the NFL? And the parent saying, you had to have seen Bo Jackson. You had to have seen Deion Sanders. You had to have seen Herschel Walker. And the kid or the younger person, I'm watching Lamar Jackson. I saw Michael Vick. You know, Ryan Botcher says Aaron Donald is the guy. Like, it's just so generational on this one. I think this is a fun topic of conversation if you have a youngster in your life who loves football but maybe didn't know that Herschel Walker represented the U.S. on the 92 bobsled team.
Yeah, good try, Maggie. No one's voting for Lamar Jackson.
Come on.
If you're watching history. It's the name Bo Jackson. Like, it's just iconic. It's like, I didn't see Jim Brown play, but I know Jim Brown was a crazy good athlete. I think most sports fans, there's two names that rise to the top, Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders. If you know anything about Deion, he's famous because he played baseball. Bo Jackson is famous because he did two things. And like it or not, I think America has a different definition of athletic. Athletic is not fast, not coordinated, not strong. It's ability to do sports in the same season. Like, that shows such a wide, it's a wide range of athleticism. The fact that Herschel Walker could get in a bobsled, we don't know what it takes to get in a bobsled, but that's pretty darn cool.
I get it. Playing football and baseball, or Herschel Walker's, you know, fighting MMA, you know, and I get playing multiple sports means you're obviously athletic. But the question is, playing football.
Yeah, but for you to put it on generations, well, we have a call here for Jim Thorpe. Nobody saw Jim Thorpe play, but people know that Jim Thorpe was a famous athlete. You say, oh, because, you know, a young kid's like, Dad, I saw Aaron Donald. I'm not going. That's not how this works.
I think that if you just want to talk about the football athleticism part, that is a more than valid. You don't have had to have been a champion ping pong player and also play corner to win this debate.
But what? How do you define athleticism? I'm just curious.
Like how everyone does. I think it's speed, agility, skill. It's all of that combined.
Strength?
Yeah, strength.
So what makes you have Lamar Jackson? Yeah, what makes him more?
He's the perfect embodiment of all that.
Why is he a better athlete than, say, Tyreek Hill?
Because I'm watching
all those things you just said.
Because he's playing a harder position. I'm watching him do it. And at what point, like, Lamar Jackson has won every award for athleticism that you can win for someone in his profession. Heisman Trophy, two MVPs for a guy that they're saying maybe, you know, Bill Polian saying maybe he shouldn't even be a quarterback and then goes out and becomes one of the best quarterbacks we have in a golden era of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I don't know what other evidence I need.
How is a Heisman Trophy rewarding athleticism? I mean, there's a...
You're the greatest college player.
Yeah, I saw Gino Toretta and Jason White and all these non-athletic, like, guys who couldn't run at all, weren't fast or anything, won the Heisman.
Okay,
so I'm saying that's a football award, not an athleticism award. And your other argument that, you know, I'm seeing right in front of me, you're seeing Tyreek Hill right in front of you. What difference does that make? I'm just saying you have to be very specific about what makes Lamar Jackson. I'm not even sure that he's the best athlete in the NFL today. I would honestly think they're faster guys, they're stronger guys, they're guys with just as much agility. He just happens to have a cannon arm as well.
If you're going on just fastest, but that's not just athleticism for fastest. Like, I've never seen Tyreek Hill have to evade a rush and then throw a ball 50 yards down the field.
Sure he could. No. He's Tyreek Hill.
855-212-4227. Let's go to Mike in California. He said, Jim Thorpe. Mike, tell us why you're picking Jim Thorpe as the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL.
So growing up as a kid, my grandfather, who was an American Indian, compared everybody to Jim Thorpe. And if you go back and you look at his career, he played professional baseball for 6 years, professional football for 5 years, became the first president of the NFL, was an Olympic gold medalist, won the biathlon, came back, or decathlon, came back and won the pentathlon a few days later in 1912, and did all this while doing all those sports in the or during college, and was a professional ballroom dancer and a professional track and field player. So when you look at the totality of what it means to be an All-American athlete, he is by far the greatest athlete we've ever seen. But because of his Indian heritage and because his ribbons got taken away from him because of quote-unquote amateurism for all those times, he never got the full credit he deserved.
Mike, you always make this show better when you call in. Thank you for doing it. The ballroom dancing is where you got me. Now I'm rethinking argument about Lamar Jackson because that's hard.
Yeah, that's the fun. I mean, he was a complete athlete. He played professional basketball for a while, too, and there was rumors that at one point in time he got in trouble with his coaches because they found out he was playing amateur hockey.
Of course he was.
He was also, didn't he have an acting career? I know he didn't do stand-up comedy, but he also performed. Am I right?
Yeah,
He did stage and dance for a while as well. I mean, he was a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
But he just had to be a Renaissance man who was a phenomenal athlete, plus he was a veteran.
Yeah,
a lot of people never gave him the credit because of his heritage, because he's coming from all-American Indian heritage. And then, like I said, for a while there, they took away his gold medals for, I think it was 20 years, and they finally gave them back to him.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that he was in 70 movies. That can't be right.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, how did he squeeze all this into his life?
Well, it's a big life. Mike, thank you so much for doing it. Good to hear from you, pal. Thank you for getting up early with us. William is in California. We're asking, who is the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL? Good morning, William.
Well, good morning. Nice to talk to you guys again. Bigger show. By the way, I concur with the guy that said Jim Brown. He was my pick, even though I was too young to ever see him play.
Yep, that was Andrew Bogish.
But the guy I'm thinking of, and it bears mentioning, okay, and I don't need to stir emotions here, but he was a Heisman Trophy winner and also part of a 110-yard sprint team. He was one of the legs, okay? Played for a team, broke a single-season rushing record in, 12 games, 14 games? Played for a team, Maggie, called the Buffalo Bills, and his name was O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Like I said, from a professional standpoint, it's just a name that bears mentioning. And just one last thing, if you want to flip-flop the sports, you know, it's kind of hard, even though he played baseball, he was supposedly a better football player, a four-sport star at UCLA by the name of Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie Robinson, for sure. And obviously, Jackie Robinson would have been amazing in any sport. William, thank you for that. And, of course, listen, obviously O.J. is super complicated because of everything that happened, but if you're talking about greatest pure athletes, he is. But I feel like O.J. would just be in a group with running backs, right?
Yeah, but also, the way O.J. moved was particularly athletic. Like, the guy just, in that 1 year with Buffalo, his body's moving in three different directions at once at full speed. He was a fantastic athlete. Also, at USC, you got to remember, pre-OJ, he was very, very special at USC.
He's still in the Bills Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Dwayne's in Louisiana. Dwayne, who is the greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL?
I mean, I haven't heard y'all mention it, but I would say Ed Reed should be considered one of them. He had offers to play Triple-A baseball. He, I believe he has a javelin record at Miami, and uh, he four-sport athlete at one point in time. He just decided to concentrate on football. And as humble as he is, he'll never talk about all this stuff. But as a punt returner, he's not talked about with that stuff. But I think he definitely should be considered one of the best two-sport athletes or NFL athletes.
Dwayne, it's a great one. Thank you for that. Ed Reed is the greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL. Got me thinking a little more about defensive guys. I mean, Ed Reed's amazing. The way Troy Polamalu played the position was extremely athletic, jumping over the pile, stuff like that.
Jumping on the pile.
Or, you know, jumping, like his launch ability. It's just that he played the position in a very interesting and unique way. That
like
was clearly athletic.
No, that to me, Troy Polamalu's edge was mental. I know he was, of course, very athletic, but he was the most intense competitor, and he was out there to kill you. I love Troy. He was one of my favorite players of all time. I would say Ed Reed is more athletic.
Yeah.
I think Troy Polamalu was more mentality, but, you know, he was a fantastic athlete.
EJ, you want to talk about this?
When we talk about, we were talking about defensive players being forgotten. I feel like one of the guys I mentioned yesterday when we talked about this was Dow Green.
Definitely.
Playing for Washington. I mean, we want to talk about speed.
Yep.
This guy was the fastest guy in the NFL at the end of his career. The guy played like 20 years. He was an older player, still outrunning guys. I mean, he played at a time when Deion Sanders was playing, and he was still considered the fastest guy in the NFL. Dow Green just gets forgotten about, not just being a great player, but also a great athlete. He was incredible.
But, I mean, if you're going to do defense, I mean, can you imagine? No one's a better athlete than Lawrence Taylor was, because he redefined the sport while partying all night long. Like, I just feel like there's never been, like, he's like Michael Jordan. There's no combination of size and speed still to this day. Maybe Aaron Donald, that was a good one. But there's no size and speed combo like LT, is there?
That's funny that he would also be a champion partier. Andy B's in our chat says Charles Woodson should be honorable mention.
Definitely.
Sort of greatest pure athletes to ever play in the NFL. Andy also says Emmitt Smith.
No way.
I don't think of Emmitt as the greatest pure athlete. If I'm thinking of running backs, I maybe would go with Barry Sanders over Emmitt. But
yeah, I mean, Emmitt was slow. I mean, he had a, by the way, can we just talk about, if you're going to do athleticism on speed, the two, have you ever read, there's two legendary 40s of all time. The most legendary 40, I was just thinking about this. Deion ran 4.2 in his socks, right? But Bo Jackson, you know, the urban legend, he ran a 4.12 40. I mean,
That's crazy.
There's just no human being like Bo Jackson. I don't know exactly what the poll results are, but Bo has got to be running away with this thing. Unless it's Deion and Bo are clearly, that's the thing. Like, Bo Jackson was just cut short. He was like Shohei Ohtani of football and baseball. He was unbelievable. I think this is a tough debate because there's no measurement of athleticism where you can beat a Bo Jackson.
Right now, you can go to Maggie and Pearl on X, and you can vote. Disappointed, guys.
What?
I'm disappointed in the early results here. Very early. Super early. I'm not surprised.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I'm not disappointed. Mom voice. Bo Jackson is running away with it right now. 69%.
No pun intended.
2% for Lamar Jackson, guys. 2%.
Who's second?
That's your vote, by the way, Maggie, probably.
I didn't vote yet.
Who's second?
For multiple burners. Jim Brown is second with 16%. Deion Sanders at 13%. Lamar Jackson at 2%. Ryan, I'm sorry. Aaron Donald didn't make the cut because we only have 4 slots.
And EJ did not put his own
And
pick.
EJ didn't put Michael Vick down.
I deferred to the host of the show. So
you know what would be fun?
I put one quarterback.
Team player.
EJ, next week for our great debate, we should do best athlete currently in the NFL, because that's a great debate too. I mean, Lamar Jackson certainly has a great case of that. I mean, obviously not all time, according to the poll results.
Well, I mean, early.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. I don't know if this is like HR violation.
It is.
You turn your mic on. Okay. Having a conversation in the break, who was the most huggable person on the show? Perloff thinks it's Ryan Botcher. Ryan, you do seem huggable. I mean, you're very positive.
I appreciate that.
Have you been told you're a good hugger?
Not really. I don't think it's a normal thing to say you're a good hugger.
All kind of voted against
that's
Pat.
That's totally a thing.
Voted Pat, against me?
I think you're probably a good hugger. Bogus said you might catch something.
Yeah, it's more about safety.
Come on, man.
I don't know how you catch syphilis from a hug.
Have a little decency.
Let's find out.
Hey.
Just kidding.
Can't have an STI if you don't get tested for one.
Is not something we endorse on this show.
Exactly my point.
We'll be on Pat's tombstone. I'm just kidding, dude. Big Zoo says Delta in the chat. Big Zoo is probably the right answer. The most huggable person.
I'm going to say no.
Well, I think he seems very huggable.
Yeah.
No. Love, super nice guy. Love Big Zoo. Don't want to hug him.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any other options here? EJ, yeah, we haven't seen you in a while, EJ.
Well, no. EJ, you'll injure if you hug him. EJ, no hugging for you, right? Like,
honestly, we should have a force field around you just for the next couple months.
Yeah, put me in bubble wrap.
By the way.
Dave Marinick, I bet, is a good hugger.
Oh, yeah. He's skinny now, though. You don't want to hug a skinny person. EJ, your return's getting close.
I know. This is exciting.
You should get hurt again.
Can I drop the date?
Go ahead.
September 16th, people. I'm back.
Pew, pew, pew.
Still on target? Should we have Schefter break the news? EJ Stewart returning from knee injury September 16th.
Is Dove going to aggregate it like he did our Deshaun Watson conversation yesterday? Most huggable people. Pete, very huggable. Not on the show anymore. Totally hug Pete.
Oh, Pete's a great hug.
I hugged Pete on Friday.
How'd it go?
It was wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Did you stay in there for a while, like when Mariano Rivera was coming off the mound? We hugged Jeter for about an hour?
Yeah, it wasn't the length of it, but it was the force of it. He really pulled me in chest to chest.
When's the last time you guys hugged before Friday?
That's a good question. I'm not really sure. Maybe the holidays?
What are you looking for in a hug? That I feel like we have to kind of set some stipulations here.
Do you? I think the
coziness.
I think the thing there's also something with like two guys hugging. You want to come out with no awkwardness. Like, hey, we did that. It was good. It went flawlessly.
We didn't almost kiss.
Yeah,
Larry David
going for the handshake or the hug, and then it becomes like a half hug.
Like Larry David, you don't want to have any contact.
I think the half hug is the worst.
You guys have to worry about that.
You have to put your butt out so that there's no contact.
Or you just, you know, and then obviously
guy's just bragging.
The famous Tiger meme where he's coming in, he's like, I am such an awkward hugger that I'm going to just make it very clear that we're doing the bro hug handshake thing.
Nothing more awkward than a golfer and their caddy high-fiving after they won.
Yeah.
I'm cringing just waiting for it to go wrong.
I was watching Hard Knocks last night on the Bears. The Bears had cut down day on Hard Knocks, and it was really interesting to me. Some of the players would come into the GM and the coach and do massive hugs. Then other guys would do firm handshakes. And it was like, it said a lot about where you stood. Let's see, Brett Rippon, who was quarterback who got released. Firm handshake guy.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
All business.
Yeah, yeah. Then there'd be some backup safety who he actually hugged the GM. They embraced on the hug for a good 20 seconds. So there's just certain people are huggable and certain people are not. Maggie, you're
Sam,
a good hugger.
Boyle seems like one of those huggers that lingers on the release. Do you linger?
No. No, you give the back slap. The two back slap means time to go. After that second...
Yeah.
That second back slap, that's it.
Have you guys ever heard of the philosophy that you hug until the other person lets go? I don't ascribe to it, but I've heard it before.
That's like a bad staring contest.
Yeah.
You could be in it for really long. Like, you let go. No, you let go. That seems dangerous.
Just saying it's out there. I'm not saying I do.
And, like,
I'm a fine hugger. I'm okay. I'm more of a handshake person.
Do you have a different hug if you're hugging a woman versus you're hugging a man?
I would think so.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not backslapping a girl if I'm hugging her.
Well, also different hugs at work, socially, it's different.
Can I say, well, I think you're a good hugger because if you see a member of my family, you immediately give them a nice hug.
I do.
I think you're a warm person, Maggie. And I don't mean that in like kind of a weird Pat Boyle way. I mean, it's
you're not warm from infection.
If my wife comes to the office.
Like in a petri dish kind of way.
If my wife comes to the office, you're very open, like, oh, it's so nice to see you.
I
generally think you're very good at that. Where there are people who are awkward at those kind of interactions, like Larry David stuff. And you are not. I'm medium. I'm medium. I could be a little awkward. And like, sometimes I'm not sure. Like Super Bowl week, there's a lot of just like business decisions. Am I hugging this guy? Are we shaking hands? I have no idea. We're going to try and thread the needle with a perfectly timed shoulder tap bro hug.
A lot of pressure on you guys. Not as much for women.
It's easier for women?
Yeah. I don't have to dap anyone up.
No, but there is definitely awkward Super Bowl week things where it's like, oh, I've known this guy in the business for 20 years, but I really don't want to hug him.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
those are not people I'm hugging.
You just immediately don't hug?
It depends. But it depends. If there's someone I really don't want to hug, I won't hug them. Like, I'll awkwardly stand there.
And make it known that you're not huggable?
I've once hugged other people in the circle and just been like, hey. And give the person the hand.
Wow, you're letting them know.
Yep.
Maggie, you're a really good interviewer. Can I ask, have you ever hugged an interviewee after the first interview?
I don't like it.
But I'm sure you have. I've seen you bond with people that you've talked to, not in an unprofessional way.
People have hugged me, and I don't love it. I don't love hugging athletes, stuff like that. I feel weird about it.
Really?
Yep.
I'll lay the ground rules for dudes hugging dudes. If you're really close with them, you give you full hug. You did the two back slaps, and then it's over. And if it's somebody like your friends with coworkers, it's the dap into the side, turn, shoulder tap, extend, finish the dap, maybe give a little pound after the dap, and that's it.
Yeah. You should write a book.
I don't know what you just said. A dictionary would help, too. You got diagrams?
I didn't give you that many. Was there a forearm like tap?
You could dap and then hug, or the post-hug
did
dap.
Someone gritty?
And there's a pound, maybe?
Can we all just make a show policy to fist bump after what Pat just said? Because I cannot pull that off.
Very complicated. Not complicated. The great debate today. The greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL. Lots of options for you. Mike's in Syracuse. Is one we have not mentioned yet. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I was checking it out, and there's only one guy in the history that has won both a gold medal in the Olympics and a Super Bowl ring, and that was Bullet Bob Hayes.
There you go. Bullet Bob Hayes, once known as fastest man ever. Got me in trouble when I made a comment about that with Noah Lyles. But yeah, Bob Hayes is a great one, Mike.
Big time.
And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Somebody was bringing up this Shohei Ohtani deal. How come nobody's giving Taysom Hill any love?
There's your answer.
Taysom Hill.
He's an amazing athlete.
Runs,
he is.
Yep, he
does. Gigantically big and super fast.
And from the very beginning, he was covering kicks as a backup quarterback. So Got to give him a little bit of credit for being an athlete that he is.
He is very versatile, Mike. Thank you so much. Taysom Hill has a lot of different skills, but none of them are the best in the NFL. So that's why he might not make my list, but it's inspired. I like that bullet Bob Hayes one.
Taysom Hill listed at 6'2", 222. He made a 4.44.
Wow.
He's not just like a normal athlete. He's a total freak. That's why he's still around. He can't play quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But he is an incredible athlete for his size and speed combo. By the way, I was thinking about, is Lamar Jackson a better athlete than Patrick Mahomes? Mahomes was drafted in baseball.
Yes.
And is pretty crazy athletic.
Okay, so I was thinking about this with Mahomes because I'm like, he's got the dad bod. What are we doing here? But I think it's Mahomes is the arm angles are so unique. But I think that Lamar's like breaking more people's ankles. And
yeah, I'm going to go with the baseball draft. Two sport is
so then Russell Wilson should be one of the greatest athletes. That doesn't square. Danny Cannell. I mean, there's a lot of guys who played both.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if they're close enough and you got drafted in two sports, yeah, I just think that. It just shows a wide range of athleticism. I mean, listen, I always claim Steph Curry's not super athletic.
Yeah, that would get you in trouble.
Well, yeah, but he's not fast and he can't jump. So that's not a hot take. Anybody here thinks Steph Curry's an awesome vertical NBA player? No. You define athleticism. If you do power and speed, then he's obviously not. But he's a sick golfer. So I wonder if that makes him athletic. Well, can being good at golf make you good at athletic? Because there's some. Aaron Rodgers is really good at golf. Does that make him a great athlete?
I think a lot of athletes are really good at golf. Two-Tone Tony's asking if he can hug my feet. You'd have to be in a different room because my feet are so big that he wouldn't even be the same zip code. My feet are fine. They're just large. They're not dirty or smelly. They just happen to be gigantic.
Got some dogs.
Some water skis, dude.
Perloff,
very low center of gravity for me. I'm very sturdy with these big feet.
Good in hurricanes. Who is the guy that you were shocked that we had not heard of?
Ronaldo Nehemiah.
That's
Skeets.
Yeah, by the way, if you go Bob A's, Squeaky.
Because Nehemiah
that was close.
I'll give you one thing. Nehemiah wasn't just running. He was jumping over hurdles and running, which is a better...
In pads.
Well, no.
Dressed like a 49er.
He's one of the great
hurdlers
in American history. But he didn't get the gold medal because U.S. didn't go to the 1980 Olympics. So, therefore, he would be on this list. Unfortunately, he went over the middle in the NFL and got hit so hard that no track star joined the sport for 35 years. He was crazy good. He was like Edwin Moses good. So, imagine if Edwin Moses... You don't have no idea who I'm talking about, do you?
I do.
Yeah. He definitely would be on this list. People did put that in social media to me, Nehemiah. So, who knows?
Bogus has some headlines for us. Keep them coming, by the way. The greatest pure athlete to play in the NFL. Bogus, what's up?
So the good news for Caitlin Clark is that she and the Fever clinched a playoff spot last night by watching the Chicago Sky lose in Vegas 90-71. The bad news is she keeps taking shrapnel from WNBA legends. Cheryl Swoops does not appear to be a fan. One example, a February podcast appearance where she incorrectly said Clark was 25 and only breaking the NCAA scoring mark because she was playing a fifth season because of COVID. She was 22 in her fourth year. Now, to be honest, I made that same eligibility mistake early last year. I fixed it myself. I did not get a call from Nancy Lieberman, another women's basketball legend. She says she called Swoops at that time to let her know about the mistake.
I called her as a friend, and I said, you know, you can say whatever you want. You can have your own opinion about anybody, but you do have to get the statistics right. I mean, facts matter.
And according to Lieberman, the call was not taken well.
She got upset with me on the phone, and I was like, Cheryl, you know, I'm not doing anything to hurt you. I'm just sharing. We're talking. And so our relationship is not happening at this point. I tried to talk to her at the Final Four. Right. She didn't want to talk to me. My life's going to be good or great with or without Cheryl Swoops in my life. I'd rather have her in it.
So that's the story from Nancy Lieberman. The Swoops story is that call never, ever happened.
Don't say you called me to talk about that when you didn't. You posted that on Twitter, and then I responded to you. I texted you and said, Nancy, if you have something to say, call me, since we're supposed to be, quote, friends.
The latest development in all of this is that Swoops was apparently removed from last weekend's Fever Wings broadcast because of the Clark drama, replaced by Lieberman.
This is crazy. They took Cheryl Swoops off the game. I know that she was not, I don't know if she refused to give Clark credit. She was really just crediting a lot more of the teammates, and she kind of like wouldn't say her name.
So this is really convoluted because it goes back. It starts in February. It comes to the forward. Then they're like going back in time to relitigate the February thing. And then there's new stuff. The thing that you're referencing is on her podcast, on Cheryl Swoop's podcast, she talked about the Fever being 5-1, 6-1 since the Olympic break and mentioned multiple players and not Caitlin Clark.
But that's enough to get her removed from the game? Like, the decision to remove her from the game, EJ, you have more on this?
Yeah, so, I mean, that sound you heard from Cheryl Swoop, she was on Twitter /X Spaces yesterday, in that, which is bizarre, but in that same space, she claims that there was a prior engagement that did not allow her to do the game.
Okay.
But then also added that, also, if I would have did the game, nothing I would have said would have worked. So it was kind of weird because she first made it sound like, oh, I couldn't be there. But then also couched it by saying, I also told them there's nothing I can say to make this any better. So I kind of thought her explanation as to why she wasn't calling that Fever game a little suspect to me. Because it doesn't matter whether or not if you have a prior engagement, you got a prior engagement. Why are you mentioning also I told them, hey, like I don't think I can fix the situation.
Yeah, right. Interesting. And also, like, fix what situation? Just call the game, right? Like, you're never, if you're not going to, like, if people think that you're being a hater, the way that you do that is you just call the game straight, right? You call it down the middle. You just say, you know, either give Caitlin the praise or give her the criticism. If it's warranted, just use your expertise. Yeah. That's how you do this, right?
Seems like for a professional, that wouldn't be that hard to do.
No, definitely not.
You could get it. I mean, even if you did have an issue with her, you could sort of fake it for 2 hours.
Also, I don't, you know, Swoops has never said she's had an issue with Caitlin. She said that she's had an issue with the fans of Caitlin kind of coming at her on social media because she was critical.
Mm. And she did post what she says are screenshots of her apologizing to Clark back in February for getting
for
her age and that kind of stuff wrong. But there's, I mean, I guess you could argue that there's no confirmation that was Caitlin Clark who's responding to her in the text. And Caitlin, I think, has never said anything about it between February and now as well. So it's just crazy to me that this is still a thing.
I thought we were getting past it, to be honest.
We're not.
I thought, you know, listen, no. Fever are going to be in the playoffs. This has been any metric, however you do this, this has been a successful season for Caitlin Clark, in my opinion. She's going to be the runaway rookie of the year. Team's making the playoffs. I mean, post-Olympic break, they're 6-1. They're figuring it out. It looks like they have a good team.
Yeah.
And it felt like we were all kind of moving on to the basketball portion of this and not the whatever this lingering stuff is.
But even that Rookie of the Year voting, I know this has angered EJ too. Like, there's a lot of people who are doing a lot of mental gymnastics to try and keep Angel Reese in this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, The Athletic has a story now because they should share the award as if they were Magic and Bird. Because if you fast forward 20 years and you tell the story of the WNBA's explosion, it's going to be about the two of them, which may be true, but that doesn't mean that they're both rookies of the year right now. Caitlin Clark's been better.
Yeah.
She just has been better. It's not a debate.
And that's the problem, I feel like.
Yeah.
I just feel like in the beginning of the season when Caitlin was struggling, it was a lot of the Caitlin fans, so to speak, that were trying to do mental gymnastics to explain why she was still great, why she's still been better than 12 women that made Team USA. And now we're on the flip side where she's playing great. And now it's the people who were saying that she's not great, not wanting to give her proper credit and somehow make Angel Reese still a thing for Rookie of the Year, which is clearly not a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this has gotten out of control. The fact that two legends aren't friends anymore because of Caitlin Clark's rookie season, we got to look in the mirror and say, what are we doing? This is basketball.
Wait, I have a question for you, though, on the going back to the Nancy Lieberman, Cheryl Swoops, they're not friends anymore because Nancy called Cheryl to say, hey, you got a factual thing wrong about Caitlin Clark. And Cheryl said that never happened or whatever. Just take it to your own life. Would you call a friend and tell them that? Like, you got this wrong?
Because
I kind of would assume that somebody else might tell her.
Yes. I would assume if one of my friends in the industry said something on TV that was just straight wrong like that.
I'm not going to call him and be like, hey, by the way, you know, you said that it was a 3-2 count on Judge or that he's hitting, you know.
Right.
Like, hey, Justin Shackle, he actually has 99 RBIs. I don't know if I would do that, but Nancy Lieberman is like a Hall of Famer and a coach and maybe says like, I'm helping her out.
I guess. I mean, the only thing I would do is if I, for some reason, had inside information as to why they were saying something wrong, like if I could actually give them something they couldn't find out otherwise. But just a mistake, I wouldn't think I'd have to tell somebody that they were wrong.
I don't know how I would receive that if I got that phone call. It's like, wow, thanks. I know I made a mistake, and now I've got a friend calling me to tell me I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Or,
Wait, what are you talking about?
We all tell each other when we screw something up all the time, gleefully, as a matter of fact.
Well, but we work together every single day. If I hadn't talked to you in a month, would I call you out of the blue to be like, hey, I was listening to you, and I heard you say this, and it's wrong?
Oh, right, right. Got it. That is the situation. Right, right. If we mess up a fact in the break, you might say, oh, you know what? The Packers beat the Vikings in week 16 or whatever last year. And it's really no big deal at all. I see what you're saying, out of the blue. But you have to admit that we all know, like, this whole Caitlin Clark thing, everything's elevated. Everything's more sensitive. It's the way it is. So I can actually see this call happening, because when you talk about Caitlin Clark, every word you say will be parsed. And Cheryl Swoops and Nancy Lieberman are learning that. I disagree with one thing you guys said. Like, there's no way we're getting into basketball this thing. There's so much heat left in the controversy. It's not going away. Wait till the playoffs start. Oh my God. It's going to be all back. Somebody's going to get fired. It's going to be, nothing is going away. And I know this because I have a friend who works at a sports website. He's like, Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese stories just do triple the traffic of anything else. People are just really into it. I don't think the heat's died down at all. I think it's simmering. And the playoffs come, how huge is this going to be? I mean,
wait till the first flagrant foul.
Yeah, right, right.
Or what do they call it? Intentional foul.
I think we'll all be watching the WNBA playoffs as well, too. So we're going to see those intentional fouls. Sometimes games get lost because they're late at night now.
And the NFL starting, football. But I think we're going to make room for this and baseball playoffs and everything.
Let's do the friend mistake fixing thing scientifically. Somewhere in early October, I say, EJ, call Pete. And say, Pete, I was listening at 4:30, and I think your drop was wrong, or that was the wrong bed. Just correct him and record so we see what his response is.
That, I mean, I'll probably have a second bad knee, because I would have got a crowbar right to the side of the MCL next time I walk into work. That is not happening, Bogey. Sorry.
All of a sudden, Pete just booby traps the studio over there. EJ just falls through a trap door. That'd be fun while it lasted.
If you make the call, I'll promise to read whatever text Pete sends to me after the fact, as he still thinks the call was real.
I didn't like correcting Pete when he made mistakes on our show.
He didn't make mistakes, EJ. That was your problem.
Bogish, thank you. Anything else?
The Mets are good.
Yes.
Love to see
that. They won
that
last night. Lindor's the NL MVP. That's about... Oh, there is actually breaking news from the NFL.
Oh,
I'll do my job, not in a sarcastic way. Patrick Surtain, Broncos, 4-year extension, $77.5 mil guaranteed. That would make him the highest paid DB in NFL history.
Wow.
Worth it. That dude is good.
And I have the Broncos going 4-13 this season.
I wanted that guy to end up on the Eagles so bad. Oh, well.
Would it cost you 2 first-round picks and $70 million?
I don't care. I mean, I love a shutdown corner, and that guy's a true shutdown corner.
Welcome back, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Great debate here on this Wednesday is, who is the greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL? Got some choices for you up on Maggie and Pearl at X. You can go and vote right now. Perloff's choice of Bo Jackson is in the lead at 68%, very robust. Jim Brown at 17%, Deion Sanders 13%, Lamar Jackson at 2%. We have some other picks for you. EJ said Michael Vick. Ryan Botcher said Aaron Donald. So a lot for you. Andy is in Pittsburgh, has one that we have not mentioned yet, Pearl. What's up, Andy? Andy. Andy going once. All right, Andy, got
to Maggie, can you recount a little bit of our conversation about what Andy was calling about last night? Because I became fascinated with this guy.
Yeah, so greatest pure athlete to ever play in the NFL. This person would not apply, but Dave Winfield is who Andy wanted to call in and talk about. And Dave Winfield is in more halls of fame than any person, any athlete, because he's in college baseball. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, obviously. Mm-hmm. He's in the, I believe... he's in his high school basketball Hall of Fame as well. Dave Winfield has an unbelievable streak of the amount of halls of fame he is in.
By the way, I was doing some research during the break. You know, Ray Lewis is in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. That's a name we haven't talked about.
What, the WWE Hall of Fame?
No. He was one of the great amateurs. Like, he didn't get into wrestling. He's as a sophomore, he was like the second best wrestler in Florida. He was a dominant all-world wrestler. There's a couple guys who've been wrestling gold medal winners. Yeah.
I thought you were saying like WWE. I'm like, you know, that's there's a lot of factors that go into that.
If you want to see something scary, watch video of Ray Lewis wrestling. It is not good. Like the poor guy on the other end is just, he manhandles guys. Anyway.
I want to get the amount of Hall of Fames that Dave Winfield is in. We'll look that up for you. He's an unreal athlete, but did not play in the NFL, so doesn't apply here.
Yeah, so I think he was drafted in three sports too, right? Basketball, yes. Football, and baseball, obviously. You know, we didn't mention some of the Julius Peppers, Tony Gonzalez, yep. Kyler Murray. There are a lot of guys. Kyler Murray's a fantastic athlete.
Amazing athlete.
Yeah. He was like a top 10 pick in baseball and number one in football. That's unprecedented.
It's just interesting that, you know, how did you take this debate? Is it if you can play multiple sports, does that mean you're the great athlete? Or if you're just the greatest football player, athleticism on the football field only, if I can get my words out. That's where the way I took it with Lamar Jackson, although I wouldn't be shocked if Lamar Jackson like has some secret talent of being some tremendous bowler or something.
I mean, I even if you go by those marks, I think you could make good arguments for both Deion and Bo Jackson as being better. I mean,
you're right.
Deion is getting a little shortchanged in this thing because he was, I mean, how many guys were so good at cornerback that they could switch to offense and return punts and then go play baseball the same day? He is, and I think that's why we care about him as a coach. Because he was such a spectacular athlete.
Tomorrow we will get more into that Colorado-Nebraska game, which is really exciting for the weekend. If anyone caught Dylan Raiola, the five-star out of high school who's playing for Nebraska, wearing 15, he's kind of got the Mahomes haircut, Perloff. He has the Mahomes sort of arm angle stuff. He's kind of doing this Mahomes impersonation. He was very impressive as a true freshman, and obviously that rivalry has gotten renewed with Matt Rhule and with Deion Sanders. Okay, let's get to it. Time for Maggie and Perloff, refer to myself in the third person, to go on the record and make a Super Bowl prediction. Thank you, Ryan. Now, we've already picked some AFC and NFC playoff teams. Pearl, do you want to go back over your selections?
Yeah, so I'll start AFC. AFC East champion Jets, North Bengals, South Texans, West Chiefs, wildcard teams, Bills, Ravens, Browns.
For me, I also have the Jets winning the AFC East. I have Baltimore winning the AFC North. I have the Houston Texans winning the AFC South. Kansas City Chiefs winning the AFC West. My wildcard teams are your Cincinnati Bengals, your L.A. Chargers, and my Buffalo Bills. What about the NFC?
Part? NFC, I went NFC East Cowboys, NFC North Lions, NFC South Falcons, NFC West 49ers, wildcard Eagles, Packers, Rams.
For me, I have Perloff's Philadelphia Eagles winning the NFC East. I have the Packers winning the NFC North. Give me the Falcons for the NFC South. Give me the Rams for the NFC West. My wild cards, San Francisco, Detroit, and Seattle. I have the Cowboys missing the playoffs this year. All right, those are the playoff teams, all seven of them. Time for Super Bowl picks. The floor is yours.
Keeping it simple, Maggie. Don't bet against Joe Burrow. I have the Chiefs and the Bengals in the AFC title game, and this is going to be a close one. I am not going to reinvent the wheel. We are going down to the last 2 minutes of this game. Joe Burrow is going to beat Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. I have the Chiefs being the one seed, the Bengals being the two seed. Burrow comes out on top once again here. It's going to be a great game. I think this is like a Peyton Manning, Tom Brady rivalry for the ages. A new chapter this year. This time Burrow comes out on top. I got the Bengals going to the Super Bowl. Oh, we're just doing the AFC, right? Or we do both?
Why don't you give me your whole thing?
Okay.
Go to the NFC too.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, I thought we were rotating. NFC, okay. I had the Lions all offseason, right? Lions. There's enough little injury picadillos here in Detroit that I'm pivoting off of them. And I did not know where else to go except the NFC North because I don't like anyone in the East. And I do not like the Niners because of also injuries. I'm going Green Bay Packers. Because let's face it, they should have done it last year. They should have beaten San Francisco. I think if the rain doesn't come down in that game, they win that game, and then they beat the Lions. I'm going Packers out of the NFC. Then I have the Bengals winning the game.
Very good. It'll be an exciting game.
Sorry, I took
I'd
a big break between conferences.
I'd like to watch it. For me, the AFC championship game with the Kansas City Chiefs defeating the New York Jets. Yes, I have the Jets in the AFC Championship game. I'm going in. I think the Jets, this is happening. But Kansas City ultimately beats them in New York. In the NFC, my NFC Championship game, you and I thinking of like Green Bay and San Francisco, the rematch in the NFC Championship game. This one happens in Lambeau. And Jordan Love does something that Aaron Rodgers couldn't do at the end of his Packers career, which is win in Lambeau. Favre really didn't do it at the end either, but that's all right. Kansas City over Green Bay in the Super Bowl. The three-peat happens. That's what's happening this year. It is going to be a Kansas City three-peat. They've made it through every distraction possible. They've gotten so big and good and famous and all the things that would normally tear a team apart, egos, all of that. We're watching something all-time and special, guys. And this is Mahomes doing a Michael Jordan impersonation of keeping other great quarterbacks from winning Super Bowls, and he continues to do it this season. Give me Chiefs over the Green Bay Packers in New Orleans.
I'm disappointed in us that we have the same team in the NFC, but I think the Packers are more likely to do it from a wild card spot. That's where you and I differ.
Yep.
Because then I'm going... I don't know why. It just feels like they're a little cursed at Lambeau in the playoffs these days. So I think going on the road is actually going to help them in my model here, where they don't, they don't want to be in Lambeau. I don't know what it is. It's the weirdest thing where it's a reverse what you would think, where Rodgers just didn't seem comfortable in the playoffs.
Yep.
So I'm going to go 2009 all over again, 2010, sorry, all over again, where the Packers limp into the playoffs and go on a wild run.
There you go. Guys, what do you think of our Super Bowl picks? Pat, Ryan?
I don't mind the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs get back there again. And I think it's Chiefs-Bengals AFC Championship. And the Packers seem like they're a trendy pick against the formerly trendy pick of the Lions.
Yeah, I think the people got really super high on the Lions, and a lot of people started picking them. I mean, it is the Lions, after all. Like, this would be an unreal thing for them to go to the Super Bowl.
It would be.
Listen, the scriptwriters love it.
But yeah, I mean, both Green Bay and Detroit should have beaten San Francisco last year. They both blew leads. Detroit just seems on paper a little better. You know, at the end of the day, for some reason, I just don't see all these guys staying healthy in Detroit. Like, Gibbs already had an injury. Penny Sewell's awesome. I don't know what, it feels like they're a little more brittle. And you're right, Dan Campbell, do I trust him? I don't know that I trust Matt LaFleur either. That's the other one. But somebody's got to come out of the NFC. Do you agree that the AFC is way better this year? Are we going back to that? Well, it was harder for me to choose that Super Bowl team.
Way more even this year, I think, than a year ago.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.